Karen from County Fairgrounds USA, countyfairgrounds.net. Welcome to today's podcast.
I'm the County Fairground Lady, and I think I have Mr. Billy Buchanan on the line with me, do I not?
You do.
And who, please, tell our audience in your own words, who is Mr. Billy Buchanan?
Wow, that's a loaded question. But I'll give you the simple answer. Well, I'm a full-time musician, originally from Cleveland, Ohio. I've lived in Atlanta. I've lived in Nashville. I live in St. Augustine, Florida now. I tour out of there, and, of course, I live there with my family and stuff. But, yeah, I play, I've done a lot of music over the years, but my expertise is in 50s and 60s soul music. So I play, all the amazing musicians from that era, Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, all the Motown cats, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, Wilson Pickett, Percy Sledge, James Brown, and the list goes on. And of course, I can't forget Chuck Berry and Little Richard and all the pioneers and the innovators. And I play all that music. And I play a lot of original music influenced by that era, but that's definitely my passion, is to keep that music alive. To answer your question?
You know, Mr. Billy Buchanan, I was born in 1949, and you're talking about my era of nice, great music, and it was wonderful music. Yeah, it was great. I mean, it has beat, it has fun, it makes people happy.
That's
so,
right.
Okay, the next question I'm going to ask you is, how did you ever get started in this?
You know, I always tell people I felt like I didn't have a choice. I mean, it really did call me from a really early age. My mom's a piano player. All my uncles played guitar. My grandmother sang in church. And so it was just always around me. And my dad, it's funny, he's not a musician, but he's a huge music lover. So he had this awesome album collection. I remember being a kid, and all my friends would be outside playing kickball, and I'd be inside listening to all my dad's records. And he had everything from all the soul stuff, like Al Green and Earth, Wind, and Fire and all that. We had all the rock stuff too, Led Zeppelin. He had Crosby, Stills, and Nash. He had Jimi Hendrix. He had Janis Joplin. He had a lot of country, a lot of gospel. So it was just always around me. But I remember singing pretty early in church, probably, 5, 6 years old. And then once I got in school, my mom saw my love for music, and she made sure that I was in every, choir class or band class or whatever. And I came out of high school, I had a Boy Scholarship, went to Cleveland State. Then I moved down to Atlanta, went to the Atlanta Institute of Music, and just music was always a huge part of me, But it took a while, a lot of years to kind of, hone my craft and figure out who I was in the middle of all this. There's just so much music out there and so many artists, and it's like, what can I do to stand out, And so it's taken me a while to figure that out, but I think I have, at this point,
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you, what is that?
What is that? Well, again, it's playing that.
What makes you, go ahead.
No, it's just, it's playing, it's funny. I remember a lady came up to me at a show once. I was doing a solo date, just an acoustic date. And at the time, this was probably, 7 or 8 years ago, and I was, I was playing everything that was on the radio, whatever was popular, John Mayer, Train, or whatever. But I would throw in, of course, all the old soul stuff that I love. And I'll never forget this lady walking up to me, and she said, you play all that other stuff fine. She said, but when you sing this stuff, and she was talking about the Otis and the Sam. She says, when you sing that stuff, I can tell it's coming from your heart. And that really, really resonated with me and stuck with me. And from that point on, I really started to rethink what I'm doing and what do I really love? What music do I really love, And then I stopped playing all that stuff that was just kind of, it was just kind of fluff, for me. It wasn't really my passion. I was just doing it. I just started playing the music that I love, and it's really, really started to resonate with people, and they can feel my passion for that music, So it's cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what that era, I think, was all about, the passion of the music and dance.
Oh,
the dance.
That's right. I have a huge dance community following, They come and they do all the Lindy, string stuff, and they shag and they watusi, and it's really neat to watch it,
Mm-hmm.
They love
it. Yep, I remember. It was a good workout. It was a good workout, and it made you feel good. And
that's
boy,
awesome.
We all need to feel good.
That's right.
Okay, so now tell me about some of the performances that you have done and where you have played and what you remember and what you love the most.
Wow, I've been really fortunate. You know, I've kind of lived the dream. You know, I've played, of course, a lot of small shows where I play in front of 50 people up to 100. And then I've opened for The Temptations and The Four Tops and Chaka Khan and Tower of Power and Harry Connick Jr. And I've just done it. You know, I've traveled all over the world. I've played in all 50 states. I've played in 26 countries. In a short amount of time, I've really been able to, I still live in Nashville. And I tour with a lot of national artists. And so I've been able to see the world and do what I love. It's been a really, really awesome journey.
Okay. All right. I understand that you want to play at county and state fairs. Why is that?
You know, man, I think it's an untapped audience for me. I think there are a lot of what I call regular people who love the music that I play, you know, and they're all over the country. And I was talking to my manager, and I was like, man, you know, actually the idea kind of popped in my head because I do these tribute shows where I have so many layers, you know, but one of the things that I do is in order to keep this music alive, I love this, the soul music from the 50s and 60s. I do a lot of my shows and characters, the artists that I do. So I'll do Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, David Ruffin from The Temptations, Sam Cooke. I do it like in character, costume, the whole deal. And right now I'm actually on residency with Legends in Concert, which is the biggest tribute show in the world. And I'm at their Branson location doing a 2-month residency right now. We're actually in our last month. But anyway, I was talking to one of the guys on the show, and he was telling me that he does a lot of the fairs and stuff. So we started talking about it. He's like, man, I was like, really? He's like, yeah. And he said, it's really cool because you get to play in front of so many different kinds of people that might not come to your shows, you know, and it's just a really untapped audience. Like, man, I need to look into that. So that's honestly where the idea came from for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the reasons I do what I do is because county and state fairs are happy. They're always happy. We need happy.
Yeah, I love that.
And right. And a while back, I went through a bad period in my life with some problems, and then I started doing this. And you know, the county and state fairs have problems, but when people go there, they always have a good time, and that's what it's all. Yep, that's what it's all about, is having a good time. Okay,
well, that's
so
what I do.
Do you come with a band?
I come whichever way they hire me. I do solo dudes. I play with a full. I play from up to solo up to a 10-piece band. Just whatever's required, you know. Sure.
Mhm. Okay. All right. Is there any particular area of the country you would rather go into than others?
You know, I'm based, you know, in the Southeast, but I travel all over the country, so it doesn't really matter to me. You know, I'm sure, you know, we would have to talk about logistics and all that stuff, but yeah, I want to play for people. That's all I'm about, you know, is getting to the people. Because, you know, it's really weird. It's like, this music, when you talk to people, they're like, yeah, I love that stuff. Or yeah, I think I've heard of those artists or whatever. But once you play it, they're like, oh, yeah. And it's all of a sudden they remember, you know. I just really need to watch the reaction to the music, you know. So, yeah, I want to get to anybody I can get to.
How do you think little kids react to you? Because it's way out of their generation.
I think they dance because they see people having fun. I think that it's so contagious. It's such a, I mean, when you drop into na 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 na, people go crazy, you know. Even if they've never heard it, like, this is great music, you know. So yeah, it really is timeless, you know. That's why, you know what? That's why this music has lasted so long. That's why, because you can't deny.
Yeah.
The awesomeness of it, you know? It just can't be denied, you know?
Right. I agree. Makes people happy. Yeah. That's what
right.
life should be about. So,
that's
do you have kids?
I do. And they're awesome.
How many?
I have 3 kids. Two of them grown and living their lives, and then I have an 11-year-old daughter who's unbelievable. She's not one of the surprises. She's amazing. She's so stylish. She's my joy. Yeah.
So one of the things I always like to ask all these people I interview, are any of your kids following in your footsteps?
Yeah, they are, surprisingly. My son, my oldest, is a full-time musician. He lives in Atlanta. And then my middle girl, yeah, she, you know, when you talk to her, she's a dancer. See, my wife's a trained dancer, so ballet, tap, jazz, the whole deal. So my daughters both dance, and they all sing. Like, it just kind of was in the house. You know, you're going to be a Buchanan. You got to learn how to sing, you know. But they've all picked up instruments. Both my older kids play guitar. My son plays keys and bass, and he's a producer. And, yes, yeah, we're really neat. And I didn't force on any of them. You know, it was never a thing where I said, you have to play music. It's just, they just kind of naturally did it. You know, it's been really neat to watch, you know. It's such a, you know, for a musician, it's a true joy to watch your kids kind of come up and not only do it, but kind of figure out their own voice, you know. And it's been really neat to watch, you know. Yeah, it's been really neat.
Oh, that's so cool. Hey, I hear you have a new album out.
Yeah, I do. It's you know, when you know, I'm a songwriter, so I put out a lot of albums full of original music for years. You know, I probably got 9 solo albums, and then with other bands that I've played, I put out tons of records and stuff. But you know, at my shows, people always say to me, "Do you have an album of you playing these songs?" You know, all the 50s and 60s tunes that I play. And I had never really done a cover song album. Well, we decided late last year that we were going to record a live, because I really wanted to, you know, I kind of was influenced by James Brown at the Apollo. If you ever hear his story, you know, he had put out a lot of albums before that, but nobody really got what James Brown was about until he released that Live at the Apollo album, and that just changed everything for him. I said, you know what, that's what it is about me too. People, they come and see me live, and it's like, whoa, we need to capture this on tape, if you will, you know. So we recorded a 2-album set of live music, and we released the first one last month. And it sounds killer, man. It sounds really, really good. And it has all
okay.
of the cats on it. Yeah, so you have a live album that just released. Yep.
We'll put it on our website. We'll track it down, and I can get you some traffic.
The album called Live Act 1, and then Act 2 will come out later this year.
Oh, that sounds really good. And you have a new Christmas song out? Too?
Yeah, I mean, I have a Christmas album too. Now, the Christmas album we actually released last Christmas, but you know, we're going to try to put it out every year, just to kind of to put it, the music still sounds so fresh, you know. And but the biggest tune off of that album that I've gotten the most response is I do a version of "Merry Christmas, Baby" by Otis Redding, and we released a whole music video for it, and it came out great, and it's getting a lot of traffic. Yeah, look it up. Billy Buchanan, Merry Christmas, Baby. You can find it on YouTube or on my Facebook page.
Now, when we go to these county and state fairs, so what did you have in mind? How long of a performance would you like to do you think?
You know, I mean, I do, you know, anything from 45 minutes to 4 hours, you know, depending on what you guys want. I think a 2-hour show is always a good time period. You know, it's not too much, but it's just enough kind of thing, you know. So 2 hours would be great if I could do that, yeah. But, you know, again, whatever's needed.
Right. And you're going to bring your 11-year-old and she's going to dance, right?
Yeah, if I can, that'd be awesome.
It'd be good for her, too.
Exactly, so. I agree. You know how it is
okay.
with kids, man. Kids are funny, you know. It's like, that's my dad, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, so Mr. Billy Buchanan, how does everybody reach you now? We need to know that.
Yes, my website is billybuchanan.org. Again, billybuchanan.org. And Buchanan is spelled like your 15th president. Think about that.
That was a long time ago, dear.
Exactly. Look it up if you don't know.
Yeah, way before my time, okay?
Mine too.
Okay, all right. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed talking to you, and I'll see what I can do for you. So,
all right, thank you, Karen.
Carry on, Buchanan.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
All right, bye bye.